为你们思念我的心如今又发生，你们向来就思念，就是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样储备时，也知道怎样储丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。十四节，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。圣经读毕，求主带领。
The scripture reading is from chapter 4 of Philippians, verse 10 to 14. 现在我们请牧师为我们宣读，今天的宣读题目是求主喜乐。Now we have a sermon by Reverend Young. The title is Rejoice in the Lord.
各位兄弟姐妹，在罗马书十五章十三节啦，系咁样讲，系保罗一个嘅祷告，为所有嘅信徒，包括我哋啦，一个嘅祷告。罗马书喺十五章十三节，保罗祷告话，祈求上帝将诸般嘅喜乐。平安充满你们的心，诸般的喜乐，各种的喜乐，各样的喜乐。 Romans chapter 15 verse 13, the apostle Paul prays that the Lord will fill believers with all kinds of joy, not just one kind, all kinds of joy.如果我们在圣经里面去搜索、所有耶稣的使徒所写的书信，如果我们去搜罗晒所有跟喜乐有关的字，喜乐、欢乐、欢喜、快乐、畅快，我们会找到很多不同种类基督徒的喜乐。 If we search all the letters written by the apostle of Jesus, and if we search all the words related to joy, like happy, glad, pleased, rejoice, and then we'll find different kinds of joy that Christians can have.我发觉这么多种的喜乐，没有一种是跟钱有关系，这么多种的喜乐，没有一种是跟物质是有关系的。 And I found that none of them has anything to do with money. None of the kind of joy have anything to do with material.就好像今天我们读那个的经文，如果你细心去看，你会明白保罗是特别想跟我们说，他靠主喜乐，他靠主喜乐，但是完全是没有跟钱有关系，完全没有跟物质有关系。 Just like the scripture we read todayIf you read carefully, and you will understand that the Apostle Paul deliberately wanted us to know that he rejoiced in the Lord. And there was nothing to do with money. There was nothing to do with physical materials, supplies. 等我读一读其中一本的圣经本，叫做 the message 俾大家聽下呢一段嘅經文。Let me read one Bible version called the message to you. I'm glad in God, far happier than you would ever guess. Happy that you are again showing strong concern for me. Not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. 这个圣经的译本说，保罗说，我很开心，我在上帝里面很开心，开心到你都想象不到我为什么这么开心，因为你们又挂住我了。我不是说你们一直没有跟我祈祷，我不是说你一直没有想着我，只不过一直没有得到这样的机会而已。所以我们看到保罗的喜乐是跟钱无关的，是因为那班信徒挂住他。 So we see that there's nothing to do with money. Simply, he rejoices in the Lord because the believers showing strong concern for him. Let's move on. And then Paul said, actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally.He said, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I have learned by now to be quite content whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much. With much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty.而保罗继续讲，他说其实我不是说个人需要特别需要一些什么东西，我已经 学到的了，无论在什么环境我都满足， 我拥有少少我又满足，我拥有很多我又满足，我知道了一个秘诀，怎样在饱的时候我又开心，肚饿的时候我又开心，拥有很多东西的时候我又开心，冇乜嘢擁有嘅時候我都開心，我學到噶啦。So from here we see one more time, Paul rejoiced in the Lord, and there was nothing to do with money. There's nothing to do with supplies. 我哋咪又見到咯。保羅話我靠住主喜樂，我有咗秘訣噶啦，同錢冇關嘅，同豐富缺乏係冇關係嘅。And then Paul, Apostle Paul moves on to say, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who gives me this kind of strength. So 保罗继续讲话，我学咗了，靠住那一个给我这种力量的上帝，靠住呢个俾我呢一种咁特别嘅力量，不论丰富贫穷，我都可以喜乐。呢一种咁特别嘅力量，我就系靠住嗰一位加俾我呢个力量嘅上帝，凡事都能做。And then it moved on. The Apostle Paul said, "I don't mean that your help did not mean a lot to me. I don't mean that. I don't mean that your help, your money, your offering, your supplies."Did not mean a lot to me. Indeed, it was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my troubles. 然后保罗说，我的意思不是说你一路奉献供应给我不重要，是重要的，因为是美丽的，你跟我一起同受苦难是美丽是好的。所以我们又看到保罗开心，在主里面开心，基本上不是跟钱有关，是跟个心有关。啲信徒挂住佢，一路供应佢，佢觉得好开心。So we can see that Paul rejoiced in the Lord, and there's nothing to do with money or supplies, but the strong concern from the believers. It is beautiful, it is good, it is joyful. 喺彼得前书一章八节。彼得前书一章八节， 又讲到有一种嘅喜乐，因为圣经讲有诸般嘅喜乐，有各种唔同嘅喜乐。彼得前书一章八节，彼得讲：你哋虽然冇见过耶稣，但系你哋爱耶稣。但系而家虽然你见唔到耶稣，但系因为你信佢，就有唔识得讲、讲唔出嚟、满有荣光嘅大喜乐。原来在主的荣光里面是很开心。 And there is another kind of joy. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. And Peter said, though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but you believe in him and greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.So now we know that when we come to the glory of God, we feel joy. We have joy. It's nothing to do with money, nothing to do with supplies, but simply when sometime we are overwhelmed with the glory of Christ, with the glory of God, we feel with joy. 所以又是跟钱无关，又是跟供应无关，原来在主的荣光里面有大喜乐。如果我们再看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》一章六节，他讲到信徒在大患难之中、大艰难之中，蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道。原来在很多的难题、困境里面，信徒仍然可以喜乐，是因为圣灵所赐的喜乐，又是跟钱无关，又是跟环境无关，是圣灵赐给我们喜乐。 If we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6, those believers welcome the message of the gospel in the middle of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And now we knowEven in suffering, they rejoice because there's a kind of joy given by the Holy Spirit. There's nothing to do with money. There's nothing to do with circumstance. Nothing to do with supplies. 如果我们再看约翰一书一章四节，约翰一书一章四节，约翰讲：我将这些说话写信写给你们，等你们可以欢喜快乐，等我们都可以欢喜快乐。而再看下去，约翰二书一章十二节，约翰说：其实我还有很多东西想写信告诉你们，但是我不想用笔墨写出来，我想去到你们那里探你，跟你们面对面这样谈，那我们的喜乐就可以满足了，我们就会很开心。那原来我们知道就是这样写信或者打电话，或者我们现在的语言 WhatsApp， 或者在 text 写几个字跟基督徒分享，跟你所爱的人分享，就会有些开心的了。但是更加开心就不是写哎呀我看看几时我回中国，我几时回香港，我几时去芝加哥，我几时去跟他亲自见面再谈一轮，就更加开心了。这样的喜乐在主里面喜乐，亲自见到他这样谈还开心，又是跟钱无关，又是跟供应无关。 If you read 1 John chapter 1 verse 4 and, Paul, and John said, I'm writing letters to share with you so that the joy on your part and on my part can be full. Just writing, communication, texting, you feel happy.And then move on to 2 John chapter 1 verse 12. John said, I have more to share with you, but I did not want to write, but wanted to visit and talk with you face to face so that your joy will be complete. Now we understand. Even just writing some word to communicate with other people, or even better, visiting them, talk with them face to face.That will bring joy. Nothing to do with money, nothing to do with circumstance, nothing to do with supplies. 如果我们再看约翰三书一章三至四节，约翰三书一章三至四节讲，约翰说，若果我听见，我知道我的儿女，我的学生，能够按住真理而行，按住圣经的吩咐而行。而约翰讲到很多次，圣经的吩咐就是你要信耶稣基督，照住耶稣基督的命令相亲相爱啊。他重复是这样说，不要吵架，不要彼此排斥，照住耶稣的命令相亲相爱。约翰说，如果我听到我的儿女，听到我的学生，我的信徒照住圣经的真理这样做，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的了，最开心的了，没得再开心，最开心是这样的。 And if you read 3 John chapter 1 verses 3 to 4, and John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Joyful, just like your parent, when your parents know that you are listening to the scripture, to respect one another, to honor your parents, then your parents are filled with joy. No greater joy than this. Nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with supplies. Rejoice in the Lord. 没错，有时我们所爱的儿女，或者我们的学生，我们所爱的亲人，还未明白圣经的真理，还未信靠耶稣基督，还未照住圣经的教导去做，甚至越来越远离主，我们都很担心。但兄弟姊妹，罗马书十二章十二节，在指望中要喜乐，在困难中要忍耐，祈祷要行切。当我们有关心的人还未悔改回头，还未认识主，不知道怎样祷告倚靠主，走迷路，我们是担心。但是圣经说，在指望中要喜乐，在困难中要坚持忍耐，祷告要行切。这个是我们喜乐的原因，又是跟钱无关，又是跟物质无关。Yes, we are sad sometimes knowing that our loved ones are moving away from the Lord, turning their back on the Bible, the scripture. But Romans chapter 12, verse 12 said, Rejoice in our hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. Keep on praying. This is the foundation of our joy.Nothing to do with money, nothing to do with supplies. 在提摩太后书一章十六节，保罗讲到他其中一个的喜乐。他说因为有一个基督徒去探访他，有一个基督徒误嫌他是所谓监等而觉得羞耻，他坐着监。虽然人家当他是一个罪犯，一个监等，一个坏人，但是有一个基督徒探访他，不因为这件事觉得羞耻。很多人都离开保罗，不跟他来往，但是他很积极，很热心地去找保罗，然后去探他。保罗说他很畅快，很喜乐，因为他屡次使我畅快，不以我的锁链为耻。嗱，呢种喜乐又系从钱冇关，又系同物质冇关，系靠主喜乐。Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 16, Paul talk about his happiness because one Christian often visited him and was not ashamed of his chains, was not ashamed of his being treated like a criminal, like a prisoner, like a bad guy. Many other people stay away from Paul, but that person actively looked for Paul and visited him. And Paul said, I was happy. I was happy. Nothing to do with money, nothing to do with supplies. 在腓立比书一章十七十八节，腓立比书一章十七十八节。 保罗讲到有啲人传耶稣基督，佢哋嘅动机唔纯正。佢话有好多人传，但系有啲人传耶稣基督个动机唔纯正。啊，佢想激我啫嘛，佢想令到我更加忧愁。但系我好开心，因为耶稣基督被传开咗啦嘛，真系有人认识耶稣，真系有人得救，我就开心啦。又是跟钱无关，又是跟物质无关。 In the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 17 to 18, Paul talked about some people preach Jesus with impure motives, with selfish agenda. But Paul said, if people really came to know Jesus, I was happy. I'm happy. If there is more and more people coming to know Jesus, I'm happy. So,Paul rejoiced in the Lord, and there was nothing to do with money, nothing to do with supplies. 所以今日我哋睇到好多种嘅喜乐，就系罗马书讲诸般嘅喜乐，各样嘅喜乐。我哋祈求主将各样嘅喜乐充满我哋。有人关心我哋嘅时候，我哋有喜乐。喺主嘅荣光里边，当我哋祷告嘅时候，感受到主嘅荣光，你有喜乐。当圣灵充满你的时候，神的说话充满你，你有喜乐。当你写下嘢同兄弟姊妹分享，甚至是见到面面对面倾的时候，你有喜乐。当你听到你的儿女、你的学生、你的门徒好认识圣经、好听话、好喜欢看圣经而照着圣经行的时候，你又有喜乐。就算有一些儿女还未悔改过来去认识主，仍然是在罪恶的路途之中，我们在盼望中喜乐，我们忍耐继续祷告，在盼望中喜乐，在困难中要忍耐，祷告要行切。即使有人误解你的时候，但是有一两个基督徒不怕羞耻，不怕你的患难对他的影响，而很殷勤地来寻找你，打个电话写封信来探一探你，你的喜乐一定会很满足。 There are different kinds of joy. We pray that the Lord will fill us with different kinds of joy regardless of the situation, but none of them has anything to do with money or supplies.Let's pray, 我们一起祷告。慈悲仁爱的天父，你的圣灵一路陪伴我们，在圣灵中，在你的荣光之中，蒙圣灵所赐的喜乐，是真的很难得，很难得。Dear Heavenly Father, we learn, we know now, it is very precious, important,to be able to rejoice in the glory of God and rejoice with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And there are also many different kinds of joy, and we want to go through and experience different kinds of joy. 亦都有不同的喜乐，我们想一一都去经历晒。兄弟姊妹之间彼此关心分享有喜乐，在困难里面怀抱着希望，继续祷告倚靠你，又带来喜乐。 And brothers and sisters, fellowship with one another brings joy. And even in days of trouble, we can rejoice with our hope. We'll continue to pray and lean on you. We have hope. We can be filled with joy.When we have hope. Thank you, Father, for teaching us through your word. 多谢天父，藉着你的说话教导我们，鼓励我们。We pray in the name of Jesus. 我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. 兄弟姊妹，我们预备我们的心同主耶稣基督并众圣徒一起去纪念他的 的圣餐、主餐、最后的晚餐。请司餐的长老准备。 We are preparing ourselves to receive the communion, the Lord's Supper, together with all the believers all over the world. And there is a song will help prepare our heart. Please turn your hymn book to 244. 请兄弟姊妹将圣